Rush, rush, rush. Have you ever noticed how transactional our world has become? Even with people we know, we often don't want to stop to chat because we have places to go, things to do, people to see. If only we realize what our busyness says to the people whom we rush past. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. My wife was relating a story to me over dinner the other night. She'd been out buying a light globe of all things, and there was this dear 91-year-old woman in the queue ahead of her. She'd had a stroke. She was finding things difficult, and yes, she was moving rather slowly. So by the time the shop attendant had finished serving her and helping her out of the store, as you might imagine, quite some time had gone by. The attendant rushed back in, so apologetic, but my wife just smiled back and said, "Well, I hope when I'm 91, someone treats me that way." We rush around so busy, so self-important. And anyone who's a bit slow or a bit different, well, we can end up rushing straight over the top of them. Jesus once said this, Luke chapter 6, verse 31, "Do for others what you want them to do to you." The golden rule, it's often called. Treat others the way you'd like them to treat you. But if you go to that chapter and read all of what he said, you'll discover that he was speaking about how we treat our enemies. People who've treated you badly, people who've stolen from you, people who've annoyed you, as this slow old 91-year-old could easily have done to busy, important people like you and me. And yet, how we treat people who aren't pleasing to us says everything about our relationship with this Jesus who suffered and died for the likes of you and me. Everything. Do for others what you want them to do for you. That's God's word fresh for you today. One small verse, and yet it packs such a punch, wouldn't you agree? But that's how it is with God's word. It's filled with such great power, the power we need to transform our lives. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.